Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: من أطاع التواني ضيع الحقوق، ومن أطاع الواشي ضيع الصديق.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "He who is a sluggard loses his rights, and he who believes in the backbiter loses his friend."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's a blessing to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, one of the profound lessons which humanity can learn from Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, is that a person who is in the position of leadership, a person who is a statesman, should show good moral and ethical behavior. Now, the following lines are from Imam Ali's letter to Malik al-Ashtar, one of his companions, one of his commanders in the battlefield, and he was also the governor of Egypt on behalf of Imam Ali. In this letter, Imam Ali writes to him, "Demonstrate the position of good behavior of the statesman in your rule." Now, even though apparently this letter was written to Malik al-Ashtar, in fact, it is addressed to every single political leader, to to every single statesman, government, functionary, president, prime minister, judge, any person who is in a position of leadership, even going down to whether you are a mother or a father, an older brother or an older sister, an older relative. And not only is it for all these kinds of people, truly a universal statement, but it is also for all times. It has been applicable for the last 1,400 years. Now, dear friends, in a day and age where we live, we find that political leaders and statesmen and government functionaries, not all of them, but some, if not most of them, show behavior which is not befitting even an average human being, let alone a person who has political power. And so in this day and age, we find that these statements of Imam Ali are truly universal for all people and all times. Now, the underlying message of the letter of Imam Ali to Malik al-Ashtar calls upon political leaders and administrators to have a high regard for their people and to treat them on human principles. Again, another point which is very applicable to today's time, a truly universal concept being put forth by Imam Ali. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam writes, "Infuse your heart with mercy for the subjects around you. Infuse your heart with love for them and kindness towards them. Be not like a ravenous beast of prey above them, seeking to devour them. For they are of two types, either your brother in religion or your like, the same as you, in creation. Mistakes slip from them, defects emerge from them, deliberately or accidentally. So bestow upon them your forgiveness and your pardon, just as you would have Allah bestow upon you His forgiveness and His pardon." Very beautiful and truly universal statements put forth by Imam Ali, where he is telling people in positions of leadership, and as we said in previous programs, this includes me and you in very different aspects. For example, as a mother or a father or a co-worker or a relative or a sibling, what does Imam Ali tell us? He says, infuse your heart with mercy for those around you. Love those around you. Be kind towards around you. Do not be like a wild animal seeking to eat up and destroy those around you. Always remember that these people around you are either your brothers or sisters in religion, in Islam, or they are like you in being creations of Allah. Many times in our positions of power, whether it is being a parent or a sibling and so forth, the people around us, they make mistakes, they have defects, either deliberately or accidentally. Imam Ali's universal persona teaches us to remember that they will make mistakes, that they will have defects, but it is important for a person to forgive and to pardon, just as we would want Allah to forgive us and to pardon us. Dear friends, these lines are replete with such philanthropic ideals, such universal statements as being kind and humble with people, being generous and sympathetic towards them, treating them equally, eliminating ethnic discrimination, and so forth. Truly, if we were to apply and implement and act upon these statements of Imam Ali, the world and our societies and our homes would be drastically different. And so another beautiful lesson that one needs to be kind and humble, generous and sympathetic, treat people equally, forgive and pardon, a beautiful and profound lesson given to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. George Ardaq has very appropriately given the title to his book, where he says, Al-Imam Ali, Sawt al-Adalat al-Insaniya, that Ali is the voice of human justice. Because when you look at the sense of justice of Amir al-Mu'mineen, it is even that sense of justice. Then his mind and his heart is universal, applies to everything, even animals. One example again in that same context of the government and how he used to deal with the people, a person by the name of Ash'as bin Qais, a munafiq. The reason I'm saying munafiq because he was, you know, a hypocrite, didn't like Ali. His daughter is the one who poisoned Imam Hassan. And his son, Muhammad bin Ash'as, was one of the officers of Yazidi forces in Karbala. So the whole family is a family of nifaq in a way. And he came one day to the house of Ali. Apparently it was night time, with a flask of honey, a container of honey. Honey is sweet. But when Amir al-Mu'mineen looked at it, to Ali it was not sweet, it was poison. Not because poison had been put in it. This person had actually come to bribe Ali. There was an issue he wanted to be done, and Ali had not yet given the response positively. And so Amir al-Mu'mineen asked him, what is this? Asilatun am zakatun am sadaqa? Why did you bring this for me, this honey? Is this a reward of something that I have done? I have not done anything for you. Or is this part of zakat or sadaqa? And if it is that, فَذَلِكَ مُحَرَّمٌ عَلَيْنَا أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ If it is zakat and sadaqah, then it's haram for us on Ahlul Bayt. We can't use it. He says, no, it's not this, not that. This is hadiyah. And Amir al-Mu'mineen knew this is not a hadiyah. He's trying to bribe Amir al-Mu'mineen. And that is where Amir al-Mu'mineen says something which is really worth pondering on those words. Where he says, وَاللَّهِ لَوْ أُعْطِيتُ الْأَقَامْ لِيمَ السَّبْعَ بِمَا تَحْتَ أَفْلَاكِهَا ألا أن أعصي الله في نملة أسلبها جلب شعيرة ما فعلته. He says, by Allah, if I am given the kingdom of the seven heavens and whatever is beneath it, with one condition that I should disobey the command of Allah regarding a small ant and pull away the grain of barley from its mouth, by Allah, I will never do it. Just think about it. Somebody is given the choice. You become the master of the seven heavens and whatever is underneath it. And you have to all do one thing. There is one ant which is a grain of barley in its mouth. Just pull it out. What do you think about it? Look at the equation there. Al-aqalim as-sab'a, seven heavens, and whatever is beneath it. And one, you know, grain of barley. And this is where Amir al-Mu'mineen is showing that, you know, we have to remember, the goal does not justify the means. Many times we get confused there. Maybe there was a very shrewd politician, he would say, okay, I'll pull out that grain of barley. And once I become the king of the kingdoms, of the heavens and the earth, I'll give 10, you know, barley to this same ant. But Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying, I don't want my government to be based on committing a sin, an injustice, even to a creature like a small ant.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.